This is Ozarks at Large. When you think of a resort, you might imagine an idyllic place inhabited by a large population of tourists served by dedicated staff. Some perceive the city of Eureka Springs as a resort, but many also call it home. The historic Victorian Village has a national reputation as a prime Ozarks vacation spot, but it's also begun to lose population. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, tourism is dislocating residents, and some are determined to maintain a grip.
In 2000, Eureka Springs counted 2,278 residents. In 2010, the population dropped by nearly 10% to just over 2,000. The bulk of residents are predominantly white and aging. Most are settled comfortably in refurbished historic homes. Most of the towns listed on the National Register of Historic Places, much of it constructed in the late 1800s and early 20th century. And many of the current residents, like realtor Joe McClung, data show, arrived here more than 40 years ago, when large chunks of downtown Eureka was abandoned, crumbling limestone facade.
We bought the building location, which was a burnout building at 43 Spring Street, that had trees growing in the middle of it. And next door, we bought that. It was a shack structure on it at 45 Spring Street with a big parking lot. And those buildings burned, I think, in 1932.
The McClungs are originally from Walnut, Kansas, but are considered by some to be an institution in Eureka Springs. Having staked an early claim on the town's real estate, Joe McClung owns a lot of commercial rental property up on the highway, as they call it, as well as half a dozen buildings in downtown Eureka, including the much-photographed Flatiron Building.
We don't have any slum areas. We don't have, you'll see maybe a lawn that should have been mowed yesterday, but basically people take great pride in their neighborhoods.
He's seated in his office on Prospect and Singleton, a building that once served as Eureka's first neighborhood grocer circa 1880. All the fixtures are gone, but the shelves and cabinets that line the long, narrow room are filled with antique toys. McClung collects artifacts and real estate.
I can remember buying properties like the place across the street from my office here. I sold it for $8,000, and it was a fourplex, and it's still being rented today. It's for sale, I think, for $189,000.
Eureka Springs has a finite amount of land on which to build, situated along two long, steep ridges of Ozark Mountain. Last count, according to the U.S. Census, Eureka has 1,323 total housing units. Of those, 254 are vacant. For sale signs are posted everywhere on both homes and commercial properties post-recession. But here, prices are artificially inflated. Even Joe McClung has quit purchasing homes to rent.
Because we get so much money for our properties, I couldn't find tenants that could pay the rent.
Resident Ann Armstrong serves as Eureka Springs City Clerk. She claims a dearth of rental property exists, especially for working poor who service Eureka's tourist economy, claiming as many as 800 are forced to commute every day. And what is available for rent is really high.
I mean, there are people who have two and three jobs just to be able to afford to live in this lovely little town.
Started back in the late 1980s when bed and breakfast establishments began to displace residents. Some B&B owners snapped up parcels of rundown historic homes fix up into tourist accommodations. By 2001, the city banned any new ones in the downtown historic district. But in recent years, residents found a new way around the law.
Because of a particular loophole in the way the code was written, the door to weekly rentals was opened.
Weekly rentals not for residents, but to transient guests, far exceeds any monthly rental payment. Last year, Eureka Springs City Council introduced an ordinance to control weekly rentals, but it failed to pass. A freshly proposed city ordinance, 2184, will make it a misdemeanor to house transient guests for less than 31 days, punishable by a fine of up to $500 per violation. Approved at its second reading by City Council, it's expected to pass the final round July 8th. Less than a dozen residents operate weekly rentals currently, the city clerk said. Ann Armstrong said no data exists on the wide spectrum of residential and tourist accommodations in town. Still, even more restrictions are being discussed.
There's a movement afoot right now about having multifamily dwellings get business licenses.
We're talking apartment complexes. But any talk of regulating multifamily dwellings angers Bill King. He operates four single-family rentals, a duplex, and this funky apartment complex uptown. We follow King along a back porch walkway to meet one of his tenants.
Okay, who's lived in Eureka Springs and struggled to find housing, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
How hard was it for you to find a place?
It's pretty hard. It's very expensive. Very expensive.
That's Dawn Sexton. Her apartment is small but tidy, just a kitchen and living quarters where she sleeps. She works at a local restaurant a few blocks away and loves being nearby. But even though he could, King's not asking for higher rents.
Oh, they're very in demand. I don't ever advertise them anymore. I just wait for someone to call me, which usually takes about a day. As soon as something's available, people hear about it and I'm getting calls.
King hopes to purchase another complex just down the street, which has stood empty for 7 years, but is getting flack from the neighbors who claim his apartments are rundown and noisy.
All of my properties are in better shape than they were when I bought them. I'm not a wealthy man. I am trying to provide a service to the community by providing affordable housing. I start at the inside and work out because I've learned through experience. As far as the rowdy tenants, I haven't had a rowdy tenant in a few years now. You learn. In the neighborhood where my multifamily property is and where I'm trying to buy another one is supposedly a residential neighborhood, but it's got really more empty houses belonging to people who live out of state or B&Bs than it has anything else, or houses on the market. There's really very few people actually living there. And part of what I'm trying to do is repopulate Eureka Springs.
He worries that a push to require business licenses for multi-purpose dwellings like his is a means to levy more taxes, making rental housing even less affordable. Still, it's a common practice. For example, Fayetteville requires landlords that rent more than 3 residential units to be licensed. Eureka Springs Planning Commissioner Chair Beverly Blankenship said her colleague Ed Leswick introduced the concept.
Our job as city officials is to preserve and protect, and I think that the gist of it is he wants to make sure that the multifamily units are pretty much like apartments. It's 3 or more families living in a unit, and he just wants to make sure that they're safe.
Beverly Blankenship insists there are plenty of spaces to rent, which was confirmed by an innkeeper who contacted us for this report, saying landlords are creating a network to reach out to prospective renters. But David Hager, who operates Sparky's Roadside Cafe for 18 years, says his workers rarely find housing in town.
My wife and I came here in 85, and back then, when we were just starting out, we were 25 years old, you could find rental houses, apartments, all over town for that you could afford for wages, for kitchen wages and restaurant wages and waitress wages. Nowadays, there are so few younger people moving to town because they can't afford to live in town. There's a few apartment areas and a few trailer parks, but they go really quickly, and they're also kind of pricey for what they are.
As for longtime realtor Joe McClung, who knows every nook and cranny of this town, he's observing a new trend some might consider ominous.
We've seen a pretty good influx of retired executives from Walmart and Tyson come to this town and invest a lot of money in their second homes.
Joe McClung said as much as 15% of Eureka's residential real estate could be classified as vacation homes. Joe McClung Sr. plans to renovate the ancient Victorian apartment adjacent to his office quarters and turn the place over to his grandkids. That way, the McClung clan will have a place in Eureka Springs called home. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.